You just hit on the most important part, and that is really the way people gain beliefs about a brand is through experience. Experience is way more important than message. What you say doesn't matter as much as what the consumer experiences with the brand. If you say you care and you get a phone call that puts you on, if the brand message is we really care about every customer and the customer calls and gets placed on hold for 3 minutes, there's no truth between what in the consumer's mind between what they were told and what they experienced, and experience reigns. So right now, American has a problem with its brand experience. Now, if its brand image is strong enough, it can overcome that. There was a point when Volvo lost some safety ratings, but its brand was so strong that the market stuck with them as they repaired that image. And this is where a strong brand, you know, comes to the rescue, that people actually have a little bit of tolerance for a problem if they believe enough in the overall promise the brand makes, and then they'll tolerate a little bit of mistake. But it matters how fast you come back and repair the mistake.